Blog Talk Radio.
Time as one.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year's Eve. Thank you for joining us. I have my friend Sandy, who will be joining us in just a minute here on the air. This is her debut being on the air. She's probably a little bit nervous, but she'll have fun. We will be taking callers today. I've got to get the business out of the way. But what we're going to be doing today is talking about what we learned in 2015, what we're grateful for, as well as our prayers and intentions for 2016. And we'll kind of talk about some other stuff that is going on. First things first, get the business out of the way. I am Lisa. I go by Spiritually Guided Truths. You can find me on Facebook under that name. You can also find me at spirituallyguidedtruths.com. Hopefully in the next week that I'm talking to you, you will find that I am able to advertise. I wrote my second children's book. It's a book that helps children deal with loss and grieving. And it should be here and available in the next week or so, and I will let you know. And a shout-out to Julie, the beautiful artist who does the artwork for it, and she did it at this point excuse me, on this one, so that it's almost like a coloring book, so it's more interactive for the children. So I'll be keeping you posted on that. Please feel free to find me on my website. There is a contact me page if you'd like to reach me, as well as the different services that are available. I am going to get the show started because we have callers lining up already. So I'm going to get the show started by bringing Sandy on the air, and I'll kind of have her introduce herself, and we'll chat a bit and get it going. Welcome to everybody in the chat room. If you'd like to call in and share with us what you've learned in 2015, lessons that you've learned or things you want to let go of, as well as what your intentions are for 2016, please feel free to give a call in at 657-383-1514. Again, that's 657-383-1514. And I am going to get Sandy on the air with me. Are you there?
I am here. Good morning.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
Good. Are you excited?
Excited, nervous. I'm a ball of emotions right now.
Oh, there's nothing to be nervous about. All the people who listen in here are fun. They're all fun. It's just been a crazy morning, and energy is everywhere. So we'll just have to wait and
kind of see
what happens, I guess. It's been nuts. We've been on the phone most of the morning with weird stuff. So we'll just kind of see what happens, I guess.
All right. Absolutely.
So do you want me to make you go first or no?
I can go first.
All right. It's okay.
I guess I'm going to go with what I'm thankful for 2015. I've actually learned quite a few lessons and recently really have found my voice. Instead of constantly pushing it down, I'm being more verbal and vocal and kind of not putting up with what I would have put up with in January of 2015. So I'm thankful that I'm getting to know my voice and use my voice instead of kind of pushing everything down and being quiet, not really saying anything. Believe it or not, I do let things sit and fester, you know.
And what happens when you do that, Sandy? Because we've talked about that before. What happens when you let things sit and fester and you don't get them out of your system and you don't speak them? What happens, Sandy?
I actually get very sick. I've had pneumonia and bronchitis a couple of times this year. So
you have that naggy girlfriend that asks you and nags you and tells you, what aren't you talking about?
Right.
You have that wench that calls you up and has no pity.
I'm thankful that I have you two to pull that out of me, because for a while there, most of my life, I just didn't. And honestly,
because everybody needs a bitchy girlfriend.
Well, no. The thing is, I mean, you really did make me realize this year that, you know, if you think about it, I mean, you've known me for a lot of years. I'm constantly having lung issues. And the one thing that you pointed out to me is that when I do hold things in and I let them fester, I end up getting really sick. And they're all lung issues. And what does that mean? It means that I'm holding it in, I'm, you know, not breathing properly, and it's causing me to get sick, you know. So I'm finding my way, and hopefully within 2016 I will not hold one thing in and let that go. I'm thankful, you know, for my family, of course, and my friends. It's actually been a great year and a crappy year, all in the same boat. But you know, we will get through it, and you know, my belief in God and in spirit will help me through it.
Good girl. What are your intentions for next year? Now you have to say what you want. Because, you know, mine's like the deep sea scrolls, and I even like cliff noted it, but, you know, I like to talk too much. So I actually wrote it. I don't write things down for the show normally, but I actually wrote mine, and, you know, I'll probably get teary and sappy because, well, that's what I do. And it's kind of like the deep sea scroll. So we're going to let you – now, you have to set your intentions for 2016. You have to say what it is that you intend to have happen.
Okay. What I intend to have happen is to get my individuality back. I kind of lost that over the past years, and I'm definitely going to get that back. I want to be more in control of the things that happen in my life instead of kind of sitting back and watching them and then scrambling at the last minute to try to fix things. My intention is to honestly be happy instead of having kind of the roller coaster that I've been on, you know, and just have, you know, a nice, I don't want to say comfortable, but I just want my normal back, which is very different from other people's normal.
Well, I was going to say, what the heck is normal? There's no such thing as normal. I think that's one of our expectations that we have a problem with.
That's why I said my normal. And I want to get my you know, my laugh back and my sparkle back. You know, people used to always tell me, you know, you have such sparkle, and I haven't heard that in a really long time, so I would like to definitely get my sparkle back.
Sorry, I'm looking in the chat room. Hi, Lisa. Well, good, Sandy, and I hope to be a part of that. I hope that your sparkle is more than what you expected, because I know you've made some big choices in your life recently that I'm not going to share on the air. But I know that you've made some big choices, and I hope that you get the strength to stick with them and move forward with them.
Oh, absolutely.
You'll do it. You'll be just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Have callers on the line. Go ahead.
Please, that was one other thing.
Okay.
I want to get back to my tree hugging ways. You keep telling me, go hug a tree. I'm like, no.
I know, and I admit it doesn't work for me, but it works for you and it works for Caleb. Like, Caleb loves it. He says he can physically feel the energy leave his body. Like the anxiety leave his body when he does it. Because I told him one night, he was texting me from work having an anxiety attack. And I'm like, okay, I know that this is going to be weird, but go outside and hug a tree and send everything to it. And he just replied by text with, what? And I was like, please, just trust me. Go out there and try this and do this. And when I picked him up from work that night, he was like, it was amazing. I could feel my body. I could feel the energy leave my body. And he was in shock about it. Some people, it does not work for me. I'll admit that. I'll own that up.
Well,
it does not work for me, but it does for some people.
I would highly recommend everybody at least once going out and literally hugging the tree, just putting your body, wrapping your arms around it, putting your body up against it. I mean, you've seen how I've done it. Like, I'll be really down or just really angry or whatever, and you'll go hug a tree, Sandy. And I'd go and hug a tree, and it completely changes the energy that I'm feeling. It really does. You're right. It's like it drains all that negativity and all that yucky energy and restores you with fresh, honest energy, you know.
Right, because it takes the heavy away. And like I said, that's not how I do it. It's not what works for me. But it does work for some people. And honestly, when I picked Caleb up that night, he was like, Lisa, I thought you were crazy, which is normally the case. I thought you were crazy, and I did it, and I could feel it. He's like, I could feel it coming out my hands. I could feel it coming out my body, and all of a sudden, I felt so much better. So
yes,
for some people, it really does work, and you just happen to be one of them. But for some people, it really does work.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, now I'm getting distracted because I'm looking in the chat room. I got to stop looking in the chat room. So, yes, thank you. And for anybody else who wants to try that, please feel free. I want to thank the callers on the line, especially when I wasn't expecting. Love you. Thank you. And my mom's on the line too. Hi, Mom. And I don't know if you want me to pick up your call. You better give me some kind of message if you do. Well, I don't know, because some of them have a little thing next to it that tells me that they want to get picked up. Like area code 519, I promise that I see you and you'll be the first one I get because you've been waiting well forever. So I will be happy to pick up your call. Hi, Raven, everybody joining the chat room. Lisa, well, Sandy, you called it. Do a New Year's Eve show and everybody will come. They all want to do this. They all wanted a fun one, I guess.
I did. I said you should
do it. You called that one.
Spirit told
me to tell Lisa
to do it.
We're going
to
be busy. Now I'm going to be all distracted and stupid, so we'll do the best we can. So is there anything else you would like before I cut you off with all my yapping?
No, go ahead. It's your show.
Okay, I'm going to do mine, and everybody just be prepared because I'm going to get all teary and sappy, and everybody's going to have to live with it. And then, Sandy, you're going to have to kind of take it over for a minute while I maintain.
Okay.
2015, thank yous. Love and support from friends and my mom that I've never known before. Friendship and respect building with my daughters after a struggle. Thank you received from my daughter, believe it or not, my youngest daughter, who actually said the words to me, thank you for being the strict mom my friends tell me you are. Her friends all think I'm mean. And she actually thanked me for it, and it was quite a blessing. Some of her friends are making choices and decisions that I probably wouldn't encourage. And she actually came to me and took the time to say she was grateful that I was that mom. So that was really a cool experience. Experiences in love and a relationship that made me grow and face things I wasn't able to see before. Here we go. Now a little sappy Lisa. Learning forgiveness in a way I've never experienced. Not my phone clicking in the middle of reading this. Returning to the roots of who I am and the courage to do it again. And for a relationship that showed me the most filling and the most challenging time of my life and showed me that what it means to love beyond all boundaries and hurdles. Lessons. Real love never ends, regardless of the outcome. To look at things from another's shoes more deeply. Can't save the world, but controlling it, even with good intent, can cause harm. And hurt and turmoil, faith may be weakened, but it never disappears if you follow your heart. Listen to spirit, even when it doesn't make sense, there's always a reason. Be who you are in your heart and your spirit, even if the world doesn't agree with you or see you. Happiness and peace is found in humility and forgiveness. Arrogance and blame create a life of despair and illness. Be the example of who you wish others to be. Words have nothing with no action. Words mean nothing without action. Prayers for 2016. Those I may have harmed, even with good intent, find forgiveness. Success in rebuilding a career in which I work, in the work I do with my true spirit. Love based on mutual respect and support in all areas of life. Financial freedom through resources of my own intent. Take care of myself first and not feel guilty if I need my time. Great health and abundance, not only for myself, but for all of those that I love. To grow mentally, emotionally, and spiritually into a better person each day. Peace and happiness for someone I love dearly who may not be able to see it clearly right now. To finish my book and be proud of what I've shared with the world. That would be the hardest one for me, as we all know. Getting that darn book done, but I will get it done. It's not the children's book. Those are fun and easy. That's the big one. So I told you I don't usually write things, but I wrote those out, and I choked through it without bawling.
Good job.
So there we are with that. Hey, you know, it takes me a second. I'm kind of a sap. And it's funny because you have known me a million years. And actually, I went to dinner with Lori the other night, another person that we went to school with. For those that don't know, Sandy has known me since my very, very young school years. and trust me, they were quite a long time ago. And it's funny because people who meet me now, and, you know, I am sappy and I cry easy and I'm over-emotional and I'm oversensitive and I'm very huggy and kissy and I love you-y and all those kinds of things now. So many people who meet me now assume I've always been that way. And I was talking to Lori about it, and she busted up laughing. But you know what she said? She goes, "No, Lisa, you were mean." I'm like, "Wait a minute, I was not actually mean." But she recalls me being mean when I was younger in school, and I was like, "Shut up, really?" So
why
this
don't
sappy.
Call you mean?
See, I don't either. I think she's crazy. That's what I told her. She had to make cocktails.
No, I don't think she's crazy. I do remember you being a little, if I can say this, smart ass.
Well, that's still, that part's still there. That hasn't much gone away. My sarcasm's still there.
As you get older, you appreciate that more.
Well, you have to, because you also get smarter and you get more witted about it and more quick-witted about it. And there is somebody that I used to have conversations or debates with, we'll call, and they used to get very frustrated with me because they told me that my tongue could be used for a lethal weapon when I speak and when I'm angry. So I'm well aware of that.
I will tell you that I think every, you know, and I'm not trying to classify anything, but I think every woman has a razor tongue when, you know, when it's needed.
You know? Well, right. I think that that's justified sometimes, but it can be exceptionally harsh, and that's why I asked for forgiveness, because I don't actually intend to hurt anybody, but I am human, and I do lose my cool, and I lose my temper. But I have learned with age that I also forgive a lot quicker, and I'm more quick to apologize. I used to have a pretty stubborn streak in me where it was just like, well, I'm not going to say I'm sorry, and there's just no way. And I would stick with it, and then it would just make things worse. So I, with my sharp tongue, I will say that I've learned to forgive more quickly, and I've learned to say I'm sorry and kind of own what it is that I did, and we learn that with I think with every experience in life. And you don't want to hurt people that you love. You never want to hurt people that you love. And sometimes the people that you love the most and you share the biggest truths with, whether it be about yourself or about them, can seem harsh, but it's truly just, you know, you love them enough to take the risk. And you love them enough to share a truth with it. So remember that the next time I'm nagging you on the phone about something, it's just that I love you, because it would be much easier. In truth, it would be much easier to just say, whatever, let them do whatever they're going to do.
Yep. Well, I don't consider it nagging. You know, I've always told you I've always told you that I appreciate your honesty and your always, you know, direct to the point. I've always appreciated that. I'd rather have somebody be that way with me than somebody, you know, kind of sugarcoat everything and be like, oh, it's okay, you know. But you always say,
yeah, I'm not good with the sugarcoat thing.
Blah, 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 blah. And I'm always,
you know what, I was just telling my girlfriend Lisa about that the other day. I used to have this friend that would, like, say the nastiest thing to you on the phone. Like, it would be, like, cutthroat nasty, and then she'd go, but Jesus loves you. Like, all of a sudden that made it okay. And one day I stopped her after she said it. She had done it like a million times in a short period of time. And I finally said, but does he love you? Because you're really being ugly. Like, stop it. But she always felt that as long as she said Jesus loves you after she was ugly at you, that it made it okay. I was like, all right, if that's making you feel better, good. I'm happy for you. But she had good intent. She made me look shy. Like, she was just like, boom, to the point. And she made me look shy and weak, and it was just like, oh, okay. And then she would say the ugliest things, and sometimes I'd want to cry, and then she'd go, but Jesus loves you. I was like, well, I'm grateful. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Got that going for me. We have callers lining up, so are you ready? Because you've never done this before, so are you ready?
I will do my best.
All right, this is what I do. I'm going to call out the area code, and I'll pick them up. You let them tell it. We'll find out who they are, and then just go with it. There's no order.
Okay.
There's nothing you have to do. Just go with it. Interrupt. Do whatever you got to do. Okay? We're going to start with 519 because they've been waiting forever since before the show started. Hi, Erica, 519. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Happy New Year, beautiful ladies.
Happy New Year to you, too. How are you?
I'm good. My name is Karen. I'm calling
Hi,
from
Karen.
Canada. And when you call us the chat, there's a lot of beautiful ladies that I, you know, remember connecting with on my spiritual journey that started with Block Talk about 3 years ago.
Yeah, the chat room's filling up, and they're all good people in there.
Yeah. God bless everyone. And it's amazing. It's been a full year, and it's been a roller coaster, and everything you said just resonated into my heart, including the children's book. It's something I've always wanted to do and write and illustrate, and I wanted to see. I've learned to sit back in my soul and love myself, and so that I'm not triggered by all those things that come up in our journey.
The triggers can be nasty.
Yeah, especially when they come from people you love are sometimes misled by people who don't know you, but have more power in their, they have more power with the person you love because they're closer in physicality.
Of course, you've let them into your energy, and once you let them into your energy and you do it with true intent, then a word from them versus a word from a stranger is a totally different experience.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and people don't realize how damaging words can be.
They're everything. And for me, it's not always the words. It's as I, my son met a new lady, and he was triggered into a post-traumatic stress. And I get this is all their experience, and that's been my lesson, was to let the experience unfold as the experience unfolds. I challenged her to maybe wear a different set of glasses, that maybe what she sees through the glasses she's wearing may not be the truth that she knows, that there are other truths. And I'm learning to show up in love and try and show what unconditional love looks like, but it can be very difficult sometimes.
It can be, because not everybody is always ready for what you're able to see or you're able to do. That's actually been one of my lessons in 2015, too, because I am so outspoken and dominant, and I have some control issues every now and then. I tend to think that because I can see the steps that somebody needs to take, that just by saying them, that that makes them ready, and that's not always the case. And that can cause you, that's what I meant by you can cause more harm than good in doing that. It's not of a bad intent. You have good intentions in doing it, but not everybody is at the same step or can see everything the same way that you can. So you're correct. You have to step back and allow them to do that and just be there for them when they're ready. And always pray. I pray for people all the time. I mean, always, it never harms to send prayer, because it's only going to go where it's needed and the intent is only going to be there. So that's always good. But you're correct. You need to step back and just allow them to see life for how they're going to see it. And when they want your assistance in seeing things differently, or when they want your opinion in how to see things differently, or what steps to take, then offer it. But for those of us that, you know, have stronger personalities or control issue type things, we struggle with that. And that's kind of what I meant with my intentions, is one of the things that I tend to step back on and just try and allow people to do what it is that they're going to do, and not let my impatience in the world get to me, because that's a struggle for me too.
And do you see anything for me in the new year that might help me step forward?
Sandy, you are rock on this morning, sister, from everything that we talked about. So why don't you take that one?
Okay. Well, what I'm definitely seeing, I'm seeing some peace coming to your heart. I see that you actually, you said you did blogging before, or if you haven't, you should be doing it. Because that's going to help you get to that peace. I'm getting that you really just want peace in your heart, and I'm getting that you will get it.
Okay.
I'm getting that you should be doing writing, because writing is going to help you obtain that peace. But I also feel like you just have a bazillion things going on, and it's mm-hmm. just taking a toll on your heart.
Yes, big time. And I think that's where the lesson for all of us is too. In spite of the whirlwind of experiences, is learning to love ourselves, to try and calm.
I'm picking up at something in April, and Lisa knows me, I don't get dates or names or anything like that, but today I'm getting dates, names, you know. But I'm getting something.
She's rocking it today, absolutely.
Something's going to transpire in April that is really going to turn your uneasiness around. Like you were talking about, it was your son that has PTSD.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm getting that he's going to do something to help better himself, which will help you.
That's awesome. He's so...
I'm not sure if it's... I'm getting almost like he's going to meet somebody, actually a male, that he's almost going to kind of take under his wing, because he'll see that this person's going through the same thing he is, and he's going to like find his true self again with this male figure. And that's going to in turn help you gain more and more peace in your heart. But I'm seeing you writing and blogging about your experiences with your son and with other things in your life that is going to also bring more and more peace. But I'm getting that it's really going to kind of hit in April.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. Thank you. That is great.
Oh, you're welcome.
I love you.
Well, good, and
thank you
for calling in. We've got a couple other callers that I don't want to miss out on. I appreciate you calling in. I hope that gives you what it is that you need. And I don't usually write things out, but I did write a prayer that I'll do at the end of the show that I think that based on what you're going through, you'll understand.
Thank you. God bless you both.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Karen, God bless you.
You too,
and
sweetheart.
You have a Happy New Year.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to the children's book. It sounds beautiful. Thank you.
Hopefully next week I'll receive them. I ordered them. And if you go to my website, if you decide that you want to do the children's book thing, if you go to my website and go to the Contact Me page and it'll send me an email, I'll give you the links to where I went through to publish it.
Okay, great. That sounds beautiful.
Right.
Thank you. God bless
you. Okay, hon. Have a good
success.
New Year.
Love you both. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Look at you go, girl. I'm just going to let you take over today. I know.
Oh,
you were spot on this morning. You were absolutely spot on this morning. I was impressed. So that's why I was just like, I'm going to let Sandy do it. Because I did a few readings yesterday. I did three readings yesterday, and I was tired by the end of the day. So I'm good with that. So we're just going to – I'll jump in if I need to, because I have a big mouth. But
okay.
We're
going
to take
– I'm definitely feeling it today.
Good.
Oh, I was just saying.
Good. Then you come over afterwards, be feeling it, and tell me all about it. All right, we're going to pick up 559. Hi, area code 559. This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. This is Evelyn. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. How can I help you?
I wanted to know, there's been a man in my mind and my thoughts. His name is Danny, and I want to know if him and I will be in a relationship this coming year, 2016, if he's the right guy for me.
I'm getting this very lackadaisical, that he's very lackadaisical, and that's the word that comes up. Sandy, go ahead.
Let me tell you what I got. I got, you said your name's Evelyn?
Yes.
Okay, the first thing I picked up was that your heart is really heavy. Like,
mm-hmm.
you're just kind of distraught about things with a male. I wouldn't say to the point where you're like it's taking over your life, but just that you're kind of distraught that he's not seeing what you're seeing. And honestly, I think you have to really put it out there, because I don't think he sees it.
That's the thing. Like, it's lackadaisical, aloof, clueless. I don't mean clueless like he's stupid. I mean clueless like he doesn't have any kind of clue what you're really thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know.
So if he doesn't have a clue, he doesn't have the same way.
No, he doesn't get it.
Uh-huh.
He just doesn't get it. I don't know how else to explain it. He doesn't get it.
Yeah, the way I'm getting it is that you're going to have to, like, point it out to him.
Oh, I don't want to do that. I feel like a man should pursue a woman, so I'm not going to make him know that I'm into him. I think he should kind of figure it out on his own.
Well, we're kind of telling you that ain't going to happen, so that's fine. you can set your intentions for 2016, but we're kind of letting you know that he's kind of out there on it. And he doesn't have a clue, so.
Maybe you can drop, like,
the he's not picking
there.
Up the vibe.
Yeah.
You what? So you can make that choice. We all have choices. I mean, you absolutely positively have the right to make that choice. We're just kind of telling you that we both picked up the same thing. He don't get it.
Okay. Yeah. But if you were to get it, would you guys, do you guys think we would possibly be in a relationship?
I think he'd be shocked, and then you'd have to see where it went from there, because I truly think he doesn't get it.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting it will, you know, it will be a slow process. Because honestly, I don't, like you said, I don't see you, like, throwing it out there. But I'm seeing that it's kind of a slow process. But I will tell you, I'm actually seeing somebody else in the picture that may woo you before Danny gets it.
Okay. Well, then.
Look at her. Okay. Whatever. I'll take that one, too.
No, it's because, honestly, I just want to form a union. I'm 33, and I want to have children. I want to get married. I know, so I feel like that part of my life is missing. Everything else seems to be together, so it's just that.
Sandy, did you hear how she said 33 to us as though it was old?
Oh, I know. I'm feeling kind of ancient now. I'm feeling pretty old myself here right now.
Well, honestly, to have children, it's you know, it's up there when if you want to have kids. You know, every time I go to the doctor, they're like, oh, you know, you are 33, thinking about having kids. I feel
I could give you mine.
Evelyn, I'm telling you, I see somebody else. I see somebody else stepping in before Danny gets it.
Okay.
And I do see you not in the near future having children, but I do see children in your future. And I'm actually getting the number 2.
Okay, that's so, I've always thought no more than two.
So that's perfect.
Yep.
Look,
yeah,
at
but
I say 6.
No.
And I'm actually oh,
yeah.
And I'm showing it's kind of almost like I'm seeing like a man in a suit, like maybe a businessman. I don't know if it's related to work or I am not really picking up how you're going to meet him, but he's going to come in there and I see that as being, you know, the relationship you're supposed to be in.
Okay. Well, that's
And then we've got other colors to take, but I'm going to add this in. You need to set your intention and do a little prayer, because if you're expecting, and I know who's listening, and love you, don't mean you, if you're expecting a man to absolutely have a comprehension for what it is that you're wanting and what it is that you're thinking, you are in for a very rough ride. So just put it out there.
Okay, I will definitely do it. Thank you, ladies.
No big deal.
Thank you so much.
Have a good
Thank
New
you,
Year.
Thank you, Evelyn. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
You too, ladies. Bye-bye. Thank you.
That's so funny. You're doing good, girl.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to just go to the next one. I'm going to have to extend if all these callers keep taking. Next one. Hang on, I screwed up my switchboard. Next caller is area code 818. Hold on. 818,
Hello.
You're on the air with Lisa and Sandy. Hello,
Hi,
how are you?
I'm enjoying spending the last day of the year. This is a great, happy, upbeat show. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who are we talking to?
I'm Diane. I'm from Los Angeles. And
You're where the warm weather is.
You know, it is, except right this minute. It's a little chilly. It'll warm up.
Oh, really?
In
we're in Wisconsin, so I'm not sure that you saying a little chilly to us is really exactly what we're thinking. What is your temperature that's a little chilly, may I ask?
No, I'm talking 40s.
Oh.
Mid-40s.
That's shorts weather here.
Okay.
Get the parka.
Let's go up to the 60s. I'll be happy when it's up in the 60s. Then it, you know, then it's perfect. So, ladies, I want to run something by you. I have this very on-again, off-again relationship, and it has been over for 6 months, not one contact, until a few days ago when I see him on my phone and I don't answer. When I check the message, It's a dear friend. It's a couple that come in from back east to visit during this time of year, and she wanted to see me. I immediately didn't respond, and I'm like asking, was he trying to dump her on me? Does he want to get back with me? Do you have any insight on why?
You know what, that's funny, because before you even finished your thing, as soon as you started talking, I kept hearing, absolutely not, absolutely not, absolutely not.
Yes, me too. I wrote it down. I said, nope.
Yeah, absolutely
nope,
not.
No.
There's no way he wants to be with me, right? Is that what you mean?
No, I just mean he's not being a jerk. He's not trying to dump anybody on you. It was legitimately just an innocent thing.
Oh, did she? Okay, because he had, even if he would have called, it would have been a little, I would have heard his voice knowing, you know, how he felt. But when he didn't call, I thought he doesn't even want to connect. He does want to connect, and he's using her to make
I think he's just,
think?
I think he's, yeah, it was just an innocent phone call. Overthinking it.
Okay, got it.
It was an innocent phone call of somebody who legitimately just wanted to see you.
Okay. But he didn't want to start up again, just to hang out. That's kind of what you're saying.
Sandy, you find a different language to say no.
Okay, I'm getting kind of the same thing Lee says. He wanted to see you.
Okay.
And actually what I'm getting, he wanted to see you. To see how he felt, but I'm not.
But it's
kidding.
Innocent. It's
I'm
not like some kind
right.
of big masterminded plan.
Yeah, no, I don't think that he's going to come back and try to jump into a relationship.
Okay, I appreciate that. I really understand what you're both agreeing to. So I thank you, ladies, and I'll
you're
let
welcome.
You move on. Love all.
Okay.
Love
have a good day.
And happy New Year.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
You're so chipper.
Who, me?
Yeah. You're so chipper and happy.
I was thinking, I feel kind of bad because she was really chipper, and then we kind of told her what was going on, and she wasn't so chipper, so I do feel
yeah, whatever. That's
bad.
Our job. That's our job, and that's our responsibility. We're going to take one more caller, and then I'm going to take a quick break, just a short break, and then we'll come back to it. We're going to take Erico 402. 402, you're on the air with Lisa and Sandy. Hi, how are you?
Good. I've listened to your show a few times, and I've enjoyed it. This is my first reading, though. Hoping for some good insight.
Well, first, what we're going to do, because I'm going to let all the callers know this, we don't mind doing a reading, but we do want to know your lessons for 15 and your intentions for 16, even if you can only come up with one for each.
Betrayal. Well, you asked.
Is that okay? Well, at least it wasn't your intention. So, okay, we're good that that's your lesson for 15.
Oh, that's my lesson. That you know, things are not what they seem. You know, and
yep.
I mean, I've been exposed to a world I didn't even know existed. So much horrible stuff. Still in shock.
So, what is your intent then for 16 to do about that?
Oh, be a hell of a lot smarter.
did you rush into that relationship?
No, it wasn't.
I'm getting
it. Was everything, hon. It's everything. Every relationship. It was just people, neighbors, police. Doctors, everything.
Okay, because I'm getting a male in particular that
yeah there is a male in my life but I pulled away because of all this stuff going on, but I'm kind of wondering what they're thinking about all this stuff.
Okay.
Well,
Lise, can I do this
ahead.
Real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Has your mom passed?
Yes, she just passed this year. That was the other horrible thing.
She's with you. And she wants to remind you that she's always with you. And I'm getting I'm getting like she's saying that you kind of lost you because you lost her.
Yeah.
And Lisa, I don't know what this flower is, but I'm getting like a pink, almost like your gardenia leaf, but I'm it's big and puffy. I'm getting a, I don't know what that means, but I'm being shown a big pink fluffy flower. I'm not sure what the significance of that is.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if those were the flowers she liked, or I'm getting kind of, if you see that, it, you know, just be reminded of her. Kind of weird,
okay.
But.
No, I think Rose has always reminded me of her.
I'm sorry?
Pink roses remind me of her.
Like big puffy ones. I'm seeing like big puffy.
Right.
But I'm being, she's telling me to tell you not to lose you because you're good.
Huh.
And
I think she's
sorry,
the only one who's, oh.
She's telling me to tell you to see what's in front of you, see how it's not you, see how you got to get back to you. If that's making any sense.
Oh, yeah, it does. She was living here with me. She saw a lot of it. She's the only one who really knows.
But I'm going to tell you, it's going to be okay. It may take a little bit of time, but it definitely will be okay. You've got to, I'm getting that you have to, and Lisa, you're probably getting this too, that you just have to kind of clear some of this junk that's getting in the way.
That was going to be my next lecture. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got to get rid of the junk. Whatever doesn't make you happy, get rid of it.
Are you done or no? I don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, no.
Well, you know I do. You know I'm dying to.
Yeah.
Here's what happens when you get it. You're saying that multiple people constantly betrayed you, multiple people constantly went against you. And the truth with what happens when we have a repeated event in our life, especially a negative event, because obviously those are the ones that we notice the strongest. We don't tend to notice our positive events as much as we do our negative events. When you have a negative event that's repeated from you, the most difficult thing that you have to do, and we all have to do it, and it sucks just the way it is you have to step back and you have to look at it from an outside perspective. Try to detach the emotion from it and only look at the different situations and ask yourself the question I tell everybody to ask themselves, and what part did I play in this? Because what that means is that there's something about us, there's something about our energy, or there's something about our actions or our choices that is drawing to us the repeated lesson of, hey, pay attention. These things are going to continue until you see what your actions are causing and until you see what energy you're putting out there that's drawing those things back to you. So when something goes over and over and over and over again, it's kind of the universe's way of kicking you and going, hello, do you hear us now? But what it is that we get too afraid to look at what part we may have played in that or what action we may have done that caused this to come to us and take ownership of that. And I'm the big lecturer on taking ownership of things like that. So there's something within the pattern or there's something within your thought process that's causing you to repeat the same actions and choices that are then sending out the energy that's coming back and kicking you.
You know, can I ask you a question? Because
of course.
I'm just like you as far as, you know, wanting to take responsibility or ownership of, you know, what part did I play? I've done all that. I mean, I've thought, you know, those thoughts. But what do you do when I've soul searched this and basically has come down to standing up for myself, not exposing criminal activity, things like that. That's what I've done. And I've had a major retaliation
Well, you have to ask yourself, though, first off, whenever you come out of your own comfort zone or wherever, whenever you come out of a comfort zone that other people are comfortable with you in other words, if you've been subservient, if you've been whatever for them,
right,
and you make a change about you, the people around you will all become uncomfortable. They will all become uncomfortable. They can become angry, aggressive. They can leave. They can do whatever it is that they're going to choose to do because your energy is then changing. So that's going to make uncomfortable. The people who are still good for you will come back. And they'll remain within your energy. They'll remain within your life. But the people who aren't supposed to leave. That's what change is all about. That's what the change is completely. But normally what happens if it's going to continue to repeat, if you're still receiving retaliation or actions because of one change, then that's just the residue. Okay? But if new people and new situations are coming in, then that means that you haven't actually hit the core of the problem. You haven't actually hit the real source of it. The other thing is that people, and I do love the term, we all do need to start standing up for ourselves and taking care of ourselves first, but there's different ways that that can be done, and that can be a mistake by some people. Some people can turn around and say that, well, when I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, and I don't care about what anybody else thinks or feels. That's not doing that with a heart intent. That's not taking care of yourself. That has a vindictive and a negative energy intent to it.
Right.
By saying I'm going to take time for myself and I'm going to take care of myself, and you're not then putting the perspective onto other people with anger, that's a different type of change, and that sends out a different type of energy. So the misconception can be, well, I'm going to take care of myself and I'm going to look out for me with a vindictive nature because there's anger held with that. And there can be, you know what, I am going to take care of me. I deserve to take care of me. I deserve to take care of my health. I deserve to take care of me first because I'm no good to anyone else if I'm not healthy.
Right.
That has a positive heartfelt nature. So it kind of depends on how you're going about it, too. If you're still carrying a lot of anger for the people who are doing this, as you're saying, I'm going to take care of me and I'm going to, you know, be more about me this year, then you're still putting out the same angry energy. You're just using a different wording.
Yeah, that's
when you say you're going to take care of you, you truly just need to take care of you and allow everything else to fall to the wayside. And as you do that and you become healthier and you become more comfortable and you become happier within yourself and your own choices, you'll find that those choices that you're happier with promote different actions. And those actions that you send out is the energy you're sending out, and then those who draw to you will be attracted to a positive action, not an anger.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head there, because that's what I've noticed. Is as hard as I try, there are times I really fight hatred towards the people that have hurt my family.
Of course.
Really fighting it. Yeah.
There is, and the truth is that part of that comes with forgiveness, and forgiveness is very difficult because people misconceive forgiveness. To forgive somebody, the person doesn't even have to know that you forgive them. To truly forgive somebody, you're just saying, I will no longer hold this against you. I will no longer do this, because the truth is that anger is only hurting you. The people that you're angry at couldn't care less.
Right.
They actually may even thrive on your anger, because when you're angry, you're weak. Your energy is weak. And people who are feeding off of those types of things, or people who want to manipulate those types of things, or people who are out to actually be vindictive, which there really are people out there that are intentionally vindictive for their own benefit. People of that nature are going to be drawn to somebody who's weak and angry. If think of it this way, if you're in a happy place and you're content with yourself and you're accepting of yourself and you're accepting of the world around you, even if it's not exactly how you want it, but you're accepting of right now where you're at is where you're at, and your only goal is to make yourself better the next day and take that next step and so on and so forth. What can bring you down? You're strong. You're confident. Nothing can bring you down. But when you're angry and you're all your energy is focused on anger, you are incredibly physically, mentally, and emotionally weak. And people who are feeding off of that are going to come to you like you're a magnet.
Yeah.
And they are going to manipulate you. They are going to treat you poorly. They are going to beat you down. And I'm not criticizing.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that. I repeat that cycle every now and then. It happens. But you have to understand that that when taking care of yourself truly means taking care of yourself, and you have to distinguish the difference between that and being selfish. Being selfish means you're doing it to harm someone else or to prove something to someone else or to throw it in somebody else's face. that's not good intent. That's just anger displaced
right.
in a new wording, in a new direction. So taking care of you means taking a breath and saying, you know what? I am no longer going to feel this because this does not feel good. This is hurting me. This is making me sick. This is making me hurt. This is whatever it is, whether it be emotional or physical pain. I am no longer going to feel this. The only change I can possibly make in my life is with me. The only changes I can do for me are for me, and they have nothing to do with anyone else. And I need to move forward and do that. And as you do that, the people will be uncomfortable around you, but you have to remain confident in you and what you're doing. And once you've done that, as you move, those who are really there for you will come and remain within your life. And those who don't, it's because you have nothing else to feed off of, so they weren't good for you.
Yeah, that's kind of what the lesson I've been learning through this last year. And I did want to ask, do you see, I mean, right now I'm kind of standing alone. Do you see any of my relationships getting better?
No, Please? Not until you do. Go ahead, Sandy.
Please. What I'm getting, did you... like get into a fight with like your best friend and you haven't been in touch with your best friend or it's been very distant?
I've been because of what was happening, I kind of isolated myself because I didn't want other people to get hurt by being around me. So
okay, because I see like I'm getting like a female best friend is going to be the one that's going to kind of help you through this, and that you know you need to reach out to her, and she'll kind of be the one that's going to stand by your side through all of this.
That could be my daughter. You know, my daughter is. You know, she and I have had definitely difficult major fights. She's far away from here, and she can't see what's happening, and it's really hard for anybody to believe. But, you know, that's the only person that I'm really close to. But there was someone that I was romantically involved with.
I get an icky feeling when you said that. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I did too. I'm.
You got a what?
An icky feeling.
It's not the person that you were in the relationship with. I just keep getting your best friend.
Be my daughter.
But I do agree with Lisa, you know, you kind of have to change what you're doing to change what's happening. But I see that this best friend, I keep getting best friend is going to be the one that's really going to help you get through this.
Yeah, it's really been a rude awakening because I've literally had people, you know, coming into my life pretending to be my friend when all along they were the ones behind trying to hurt me. It was really
But those are the
stuff.
Feeders. Those are the feeders. That's what I was talking about. Those are the feeders. So the only thing that you can do about that is to change you. Whether it be family, whether it be children, whether it be friends, whether it be coworkers, whether it be whatever, everybody's going to sense the energy that it is. And if the energy that you're putting out is angry and bitter and energy that you're putting out is, I don't want to use this word and be offensive, and I don't mean to. I just don't know how else to put it. I'm the victim of these types of things. That's what you're sending out and saying that you are. So all those feeders are going to hoard to you. And like I said, DNA has nothing to do with it. How long you've known somebody has nothing to do with it. The same way that you change throughout your life, other people do too. So some of the worst feeders can be people that you've known most of your life. They've just happened to change in a different direction that you have. So if you're putting out the energy of I'm the victim and I'm weak and people take advantage of me and people do this to me and people do that to me, then what you're sending out is here I am, come and feed off me. So that's why those cycles are going to be repeated.
Well, let me ask you this. How would you go about trying to obtain justice for stuff that was done against you? I mean,
justice is a polite word for revenge. You have to stop. You have to stop and look at each situation.
No.
Well, let me finish. You have to stop and look at each situation and determine what the purpose of that is. Because in many cases, the things that anger us that we want someone else to have justice for truly serves no purpose except for the fact that we're still holding the anger.
Every situation
is different. Let me finish. There are situations where true justice is needed. And at that point, if you don't know how to do that, that's what you send up to the universe to take care of. You ask them to put it into play. You don't focus your energy on taking care of that. Allow the universal energy to take care of it. And I promise you it will. But there are situations where we're focused on that when truly, even if you really looked, step back and looked at it honestly, even if you got the justice or the whatever words you want to use for it against that person or that situation, if you look at it from an honest perspective, it still proves no point.
Yeah, no,
you just need to cut the cord and let it go.
I'm not talking about justice for those people. I give them to God. You know, God can deal with them. I'm talking about trying to take care of myself. And, you know, someone steals your car. You know, you want your car replaced, or you want, you know, the insurance you've paid for to take care of it or to help you with that.
Then you go about the proper and normal steps that you would need to do, and you allow the universe to take care of it as it should be.
And that's a true statement. But
sometimes the things that don't work out how we want them to work out is truly because they're not supposed to. And that is actually a lesson I've learned in my life.
Okay.
I was in a situation where I lost absolutely everything and I was mad as hell about it. But in hindsight now, when I look at the events that occurred since then, thank God I did, or I would be in a whole world of crap right now. So that's what I mean by trust the universe to take care of it and you let it go. You do the normal steps each day that you feel you're supposed to do, but don't obsess over it. Allow the universe to let it flow how it's supposed to. Our control of needing to know the outcome of that or thinking that our human mind is capable of knowing the big picture is where we falter.
Gotcha. So
it's not worth
trying.
The energy. Yes. With the best intent every single day, the best that you can, and when you go to bed at night, look back and say, did I do the best I could today? And if your answer is yes, then yay, it was an accomplished day. And if your answer is no, then you go, damn it, all right, but I learned something from that, and I'm going to do better tomorrow. That's the only thing we all can do. That is truly the only thing we all can do. Rectify what you can and let go of the rest of it. But trust the universe to take care of what needs to be taken care of, to fill your mind with justice and revenge, and I know you didn't like that word, but to fill your mind with that, you are now, again, sending out the energy of, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, and I'm so angry. And when you do that, you're bringing in all those blood suckers, all those energy suckers.
Yeah.
When you put out the energy of, you know what, I did the steps that I needed to do. I did it with pure heart and good intent the best way that I could, and I'm going to trust that the universe is going to take care of this the best I can. You've now released all that weight and all that pressure.
As long as you're doing it with a true intent,
you've now released all that weight and all that pressure, and you can go about your day lighter and feeling better and happier, and nobody can take that away from you unless you hand it to them. And by holding on to the anger, you hand it to them.
Right. It's very difficult not to be angry, you know. I mean, there's righteous anger.
Absolutely.
If you
do you think
somebody,
you came to this earthbound place to have it easy?
Oh God, no! Obviously not.
Right. We're here to conquer our difficulties. We're here to conquer our difficulties, whether they be with personality, whether they be with people, whether they be with wounds, for whatever it is. That's what we're here for. We're here to learn and grow from that. And because you're blessed with the option of free will, you can choose which way to go with it. And sometimes, because we're human and we do get ticked off or people anger us or whatever, we choose that path, and then we end up finding out, ooh, this is really comfortable and it's really taking me to a crappy place. So at that point, you get free will again, and you get the choice to flip back.
Lise, can I interject here for just a second?
Of course.
Okay. This is just something that I do. That, you know, you don't have to do it. You can take it with a grain of salt. But when I start to get angry, I give myself 5-10 minutes to be angry, and then I let it go because it's not going to do any good. But you kind of get the satisfaction of, okay, I was angry, and now I'm good.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but give yourself 5 minutes of anger and then just throw it away. Just throw it away and think of something that makes you happy. You know, think of a goal that you want to accomplish and just work towards that. You know, go outside and look up at the sun and you know, be thankful that we have the sun up in the sky. You know, find something that's going to bring that positivity to you. You know,
right, because anger, fear, resentment, depression, anxiety, revenge, whatever so-called negative feelings or emotions that we have, they're all fine. They're all fine to have. It's part of the human experience. It's when we live within them that it causes the problem. The people who tell you that they never live with an ego, this is my biggest lecture. You have people who are so-called light workers or whatever they want to call themselves who say, I never live within my ego. That statement alone says that that's not true because you're ego and arrogant enough to feel that you never live that way. Every single so-called negative emotion is fine. It is human. If we let it overpower us and we make a poor choice, own it. Own it. I am sorry that I behaved that way. It was not an acceptable behavior, and I truly apologize. And then move on. All of those things are okay to feel. They're not okay to live in. It is when you live within them that they start to make your life go awry. Everybody's done it. Everybody's seen it. That is when your life starts to go awry and crazy. But the free will choice is to turn around and say, you know what, this isn't working for me. I'm going to let it go. But when you do that, it's the self-evaluation that's the problem. That's where we all fear, me included. Nobody is exempt from that. The self-evaluation of our part in that and our wound or our whatever that caused us to behave that way and taking the ownership of it, that's where the difficulty comes in. That's where we all struggle. So it's okay to be angry, and it's okay to say, oh, I hope they get theirs, but then let it go because those are human things, but you can't live within it. You can't allow it to rule your life or to run your life. Your life has to only be run by you. And whether you choose to do that with good thoughts or bad thoughts is truly your own. That is your own choice.
You know, you said there's truly people out there that are vindictive and, you know,
absolutely
want to hurt people. And I guess that's what my eyes have been open to. But how do you prevent negative energy going out when you are trying to obtain justice for yourself?
Doing that, like I said, then you're living within the anger. By saying justice for this person because they did that, you're living within the anger. What you do when you cannot solve the problem, hold on, what you do when you cannot solve the problem logically, when you cannot come up with a reasonable solution, is let it go and let God, period.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Period. Who are we to be so arrogant that we think that we are the almighty powerful to punish someone else?
Right, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about punishing someone else. I'm talking about defending myself, standing up for myself.
You are defending yourself yourself when you make yourself whole. Because as long as you make yourself whole and at peace, no one can take you down. So you are defending yourself by caring for yourself and not worrying about it.
Okay, but I'm talking about when you let it go. My son was murdered. People broke in my house. They murdered my son while he was watching TV, okay? And the crime was covered up, all right? Once I saw the evidence and I reported it, okay, I let it go. I gave it to the police, I gave it to God, and I didn't want anything more to do with it. I tried to get the truth out,
and then I just I let it go so I could move on with my life.
Okay.
Now I find that these people who did this to my son have not let it go and have been coming after me. Now, I let it go, and that's what was so funny about it is I had let it go. I didn't look to find out who did it. I didn't, you know, I let go of trying to get any justice or truth. And then they, as soon as I let it go and gave it to God, then it, like, all came at me. So it made me wonder, does God want me to keep, you know, exposing this? What am I supposed to do?
What does your gut tell you to do that doesn't make you angry? In other words, what is it that you think that you need to do that when you think or feel that way, it feels good, it feels right?
Nothing.
What's your true gut say?
My true gut says I'm a coward.
Your true gut wouldn't tell you you're a coward. Your true gut would never call you a coward. Your true gut would never call you a coward. Your true gut only guides you in a positive direction or stops you from a negative direction. But whenever you use your true gut feeling, it always makes you feel good about your choice. So what does your true gut tell you to do?
I don't know.
Then that's where you need to start looking. Because it's covered by the smog. You don't have to go. I'm not talking about looking for them.
No,
I'm talking about looking inside you.
But they won't leave me alone, you know?
It has nothing. Sweetheart, I love you, and I'm going to say this as kindly as I can. It has nothing to do with them. This has completely to do with you. Your gut is your gut.
Right.
I'm talking about, forget the whole friggin' world in that moment. Go into your gut and ask your gut what your right move is. Has nothing to do with anybody else on the planet but you.
Yeah, I don't know.
And when you do that, right, because it's not instantaneous. If it was, my life would be a lot easier too. It's something that you're going to have to go deep inside and determine for yourself, without the outside illusion of other people, without other people's opinions, without other people's judgments, without all that crap, just you. And ask yourself, what do I do here? What feels right to me here? And when you don't know for sure, that's when you let go and let God and say, show me, guide me, and then trust what that gut says. But your gut will never call you a coward. Your gut will never call you a coward.
That is outside
Correct.
Influence that is saying that, you know, you're a coward, because that's not the case.
I guess because I've always stood up for others, you know, in my profession and, you know, like helping child abuse, working in that field, you know. I mean, that has been what my life has been, helping animals, standing up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. That's been my life. Yeah,
I understand.
Letting go.
But listen to me. You're going to stand up for somebody who can't stand up for themselves. The only difference isn't in this moment, it's you.
Right. That's the problem.
It shouldn't be a problem. And the fact that it is a problem is your core. That's what I'm saying. The fact that you're having difficulty with that says that there's the problem, and that's why it only has to do with you. Because in this moment, you are standing up for someone who can't stand up for themselves. It's just that it's you. So there's that part of you that, for whatever reason, doesn't feel deserving of that, doesn't feel worthy of that. There's that core wound that's causing that, and that's what I'm talking about. It has nothing to do with anyone around you. It only has to do with you. And
so
to go in there is dark and ugly and scary and tearful and fearful and all kinds of things. But what you'll discover is once you do it, it is never as bad as we think it is. And then follow the truth, because you cannot chase something you cannot see. You cannot heal a wound that you've got a Band-Aid over because you didn't want to look at it. You got to rip the Band-Aid off. See how bad the wound is. Once you see how bad the wound is, guess what? You know how to treat it. And once you start treating the wound, it heals. Some are more slow than others. Whichever. whatever it might be. But as long as the Band-Aid's over it, you don't have a clue what you're supposed to do, right? If you have a big wound on your leg and you cover it up and you don't know what it looks like, whether it's infected, whether it's festered, whether it's mild, whether it's deep, whether it's shallow, whether it's whatever, you don't know how to treat it, correct?
Right.
So the only choice you have is to uncover it and really take a good look at it and risk that it might be really, really bad or realize it's just a scratch. But until you take off
right.
the Band-Aid, you don't know.
So how do you do this without putting out the energy of a victim? How do you do that?
It's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's a process. It's a process of pulling off that Band-Aid and seeing how deep the wound is and going there. But you have to do it within yourself. You've got to take time, quiet time by yourself, and actually be willing to
That's
go there.
Go find a place that gives you a little bit of peace and just sit there. You know, but you have to have time for you. Because if you don't take that time for you, alone time, to think your thoughts, everything's going to be like a whirlwind for you.
Right.
I mean,
I'm sorry. This was supposed to be the happy show, and look at us beating on this poor woman.
It's going to happen. She's going to regain her happiness, and she's going to regain life back. But like you said, there's still a huge open wound there that she needs to fix. I mean, for instance, I'll tell you, if things get really bad for me, I'll hop in the bathtub, fill it with bubbles, and just sit there and think and sit there and pray, or sit there and you know, my mom passed, I'll talk to my mom. I'll talk to God. You know, I, like you've always told me, get those things out.
What's made it so hard for me is that the normal things I would do, like what you're saying, I no longer can do. And that's
right, because that's
really
the anxiety,
that.
Though. That's just the energy of the anxiety that comes in that we can't do it. I have a hard time meditating lately, too, because I have a lot of stuff going on in my life or getting into that quiet place. Try something maybe that you haven't done before. That's my only suggestion. That's what I've been trying to do when I have those struggle days.
Yeah.
And there's always the, and everybody laughs about this, but it really works and it really makes a difference. There's always, I kid you not, when you have that physical energy that you just don't know what to do with and you can't sit still. Now, I know you're going to think this is crazy, but it really works. Go in your bedroom when nobody's home and take your pillow and beat the tar out of your bed. Just beat it. Screaming and getting everything you really feel. Don't watch your wording. Don't worry about it. Trust me, spirit knows what you're really thinking. I don't care how you word it. Get it all out of your system, the truth in every way, shape, or form out of your system. And what it does is it not only releases some of that because you're really saying your true heart, but the physical energy of doing it releases and you will calm. That will help you to get to a quieter place and help you to get to a place that you can settle, because the energy of that anxiety or the energy of those thoughts or the energy of the process is real. It's a real physical thing. And that will help to let it go. And then as you're doing that, just spit it all out. Spit it all out. Spit the whole truth out. I love it when people say, well, I don't want to talk that way to spirit. What, you think that they don't know? They know. I don't know who we're fooling when we think we're going to say pretty words. If you're really angry and those things are really built up, then get them out.
Right. But it's really weird when you ask about what have I learned this year. It's like how important our civil rights are. I mean, because I've had them all taken away. And it's bizarre to me.
See, and in that expression, that tells me that you felt your power was taken away. And that's where, that's where we're going to go back to the core. Your power needs to be given back. But in truth, the only person who can give you back, and then we have to cut this because we're almost out of time, but the only power that can be given back to you by you is your own. And that's what we're talking about.
Right.
Is by doing this and releasing this, then you take back your own power.
But I'm in a situation where your normal rights, the rights you have that you're claiming, like your privacy, okay, to go in your bedroom or to take a bath, those have been taken away from me, okay? And even to have this phone conversation, this phone is bugged. Everything I say is listened to.
So, but everything you feel isn't. So go talk to spirit somewhere else.
True. But I'm just wondering.
There's always
you know,
there's always a way.
What's the lesson in this? You know, what's the lesson in this? What am I supposed to be learning from having everything stripped away?
We don't know that until we do the work. We don't know that until we do the work.
Yeah.
We're not always shown the lesson right away. God, if we were, I'd be a lot happier too. But we're not always shown that.
Well,
that's what the work is.
I appreciate all the time you guys have taken. And
you're welcome, sweetheart. And I hope it does get better for you.
You're very wise, so I appreciate it.
It will get better for you. Just take
nice
the
to hear.
Just
have a wonderful new year. Take a deep breath. And remember, your feelings and your emotions when you talk to spirit can't be bugged by anyone.
True.
Okay.
Well, all right. All right.
Bless
you,
sweetheart.
Ladies. All right. God bless you.
All right. We're not going to take any more callers. I'm sorry. Please, everybody, don't start cussing at me. Because I already extended. Do you realize how long you've been on the air? It'll be an hour and a half. I already extended it another half an hour so that we could take care of her. So we're not going to take any more callers. I want to thank everybody who came in today and who called in and who waited patiently on the phone, and I didn't get your call, and I apologize. I'll be on next week, and I'll be happy to take calls for you. And Sandy's always welcome to join anytime. Anytime that she liked to join in with us. With the new year coming and 2016 right around the corner, literally, I don't normally do this, but I did write out a prayer, and I just want to share it with everybody. And do your own. You know, I always believe in the smudge burning as well and the listen well. So if we can all just take a minute and take a breath, I'd like to read this, and everybody kind of send out the energy with your heart to the universe or whoever it is that you feel you need to at this time. Father God, Mother God, Archangels, Ascended Masters, Saints, Angels, Spirit Guides, and Loved Ones, all of the highest vibrational energies of all, please bring light and love to all. May those unable to feel love and comfort have their vision cleared and peace and fulfillment. May those unable to receive love discover the feeling that they have resisted and allow this to renew their hearts and their lives. May those in fear find the light, trust in spirit, and take the risk for praying from their heart. May those who control, manipulate, and hurt others with intention be bound and frozen and shown the error of their ways. May those who live a life that's pure intent find ease and comfort and abundance in all areas. May those filled with entitlement and arrogance discover a new way to peace. May all beings learn the blessing of prayer and forgiveness to all, even those who have hurt them. May we learn to allow the universe to teach the lessons and to not focus our energy on hurt and revenge. May those with addictions and pain find the courage, strength, and support and love they need in order to ease their pain and conquer their own obstacles. May faith be restored to all who ask. May we discover that we are all worthy of love, peace, joy, and happiness regardless of our past. May we all know spirit forgives us for our actions when the regret is of pure intent. May we trust in spirit even when we cannot see clearly down the path as we are led. May we each and every day step into the direction that makes us a better us, even if some days the step is more difficult than others. May we find understanding on our path and our choices that we make, and to know that our choices that we make are ours. May we learn to accept our errors and take ownership and move forward more freely. May each and every earthbound spirit be blessed, protected, and granted the vision to see and feel the love and guidance needed to conquer any obstacle. I send this prayer with the purest light and the highest vibrational energy to all the universe to be delivered to the highest vibrational powerful beings in each and every situation for each earthbound energy spirit as needed. So that's how we will start off 2016. I don't know, Sandy, if there's anything you want to add real quick before we run out of time.
I'm good.
I'm just good, Lisa. Leave me alone. I've had enough of this crap. So thank you, everybody, in the chat room. I'm sorry we didn't get as much time in there as I had hoped, but thank you all who joined the chat room. Thank you all who called in. I appreciate you calling in. We will see you again next week. Blessings for 2016. Do not drink and drive. Pay attention to what you're doing this evening. It's okay to have fun, but keep your head about you. Sandy, thank you for calling in. I love you dearly, as always.
Oh, thank you.
And I will talk to you soon, I'm sure. And
okay.
We will end with a song here. Wait, I got to find my song because now my glasses are not on. Hold on. Oh, I had it all set up here. Now I'm all screwed up.
I just want to say one more thing. I just wanted to say God bless everybody and have a fantastic New Year's. And thank you for having me on.
Oh, of course. Goodbye, everybody.
This year, I'm not looking back to who I was, because I'm gonna be someone I've never been. This year, I'm not focused on the cracks in the walls, not keeping track of all the times I fall. This year,
everybody. Happy New Year.